Citizens Property Insurance has reacted to a higher number of sinkhole claims by proposing to raise premiums on their sinkhole insurance customers by 400 to 2,000% in Hillsborough, Hernando, and Pasco counties. But yesterday, Citizens Property Insurance said they would cap their first phased increase by 50%. Democratic State Representative Daryl Rusin said they are reacting to protests from both politicians and homeowners.
Because statesmen, elected officials like Senator Pisano and Representative Kreisman and others, and myself, decided that we had had enough and it was time to say something about it. So we hope the message goes out. We're here today to send a clearer, stronger message that we will stand up and fight outrageous hikes. So thank you for being here today. Hopefully we'll get this message out. And I'm going to just ask people, show up and show out. Mm-hmm. It's about the economy. It's about our pockets. It's about affordability. It's about being able to stay in your homes.
John Thompson is a homeowner in Hernando County, where the premiums could face some of the steepest hikes. He spoke out against Senate Bill 408 earlier this year. While it did away with some of what many consider to be useless regulations, it also took a cap off annual rate increases, which Thompson foresaw would become a problem.
On April 5th of this year, before a Senate Rules Committee, on behalf of Floridians, I respectfully requested the Florida legislature delay passage of Senate Bill 408. I implored lawmakers not to pass a bill for the sake of passing something. Let's get it right, I said. While the bill addressed some valid concerns, it equally raised as many questions as it solved. On that day, I spoke of the unintended consequences, the very reason why we're here today. It's worth noting, as a Hernando resident, I was forced into Citizens Property Insurance as a result of private insurers mitigating risk from potential hurricane loss, not sinkholes. The free market private insurance industry drops many policies, thereby giving Hernando homeowners no choice but Citizens.
Republican State Senator Mike Fasano blames the private insurance industry's push for the bill to pass in the state Senate.
Private industry pushed this bill down everybody's throat, along with the help from Senator Richter and others, because they knew that if Citizens can get these rate increases, they would be able to then go right behind Citizens and ask for the same rate increases.
Fasano called Citizens Insurance dishonest, saying that they do not actually intend to slowly phase in rate hikes, and said they have misled the public.
Remember early on, Christine Ashburn said that they took into account Senate Bill 408 when they came up with these numbers. Now, yesterday, they said they didn't. And now they are. And that is why they can maybe hold off on asking for such a large rate increase for the first year. I'm a little bit confused. They contradict themselves. Citizens is running for cover. People in Tallahassee are running for cover. And sadly, it's some of my own colleagues, both on the Cabinet and in the Florida House and Florida Senate, that voted for this bill are running for cover because we told them from day one premiums would go up. And they thought, well, maybe they'll just go up a little. No, they're going up thousands of percent to where it's going to put people out of their home.
Christine Ashburn with Citizens Property Insurance did not respond to an interview request by deadline. The hearing on proposed rate increases with the Office of Insurance Regulation would normally take place in the state capitol. But public outrage on the issue has led to a change of venue closer to where homeowners are most impacted by the proposal. Reporting from downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.